I think one of the biggest challenges in some of my clients that I worked with is the fact that we would work on these protocols for our farm inspection, and then I didn't want the client to just set that off to the side and then not look at it again. And so it had to become more of a fluid document. And I think this happens organically on that farm. You know, when I would be there for a herd check and I would notice or observe something, or a farmer would suggest something or say that they noticed, or I'd look at a sick cow that was off feed, we'd say, well, what did we do differently? Do we need to make adjustments? And rather than just being a verbal conversation, we'd pull out the paperwork, maybe make a different flyer, maybe make sure that everybody's on the same page. So it does need to be constantly monitored, and we can use the data that's coming out on the farm.
Welcome to the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest dairy health research digested for you. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Steel, ventilation, cow cooling, cow-centric design, engineered in Canada by InBarn Solutions.
All right. Hello, I'm Craig McConnell. I am the director of CE and VetMed Extension at Washington State University. And I'd like to welcome you to this edition of the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast by Wisenex. Today, we're welcoming Dr. Jody Cole, who grew up on a third-generation dairy farm in southeast Pennsylvania and is a graduate of the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine. She practiced mixed animal veterinary medicine for a few years before starting her own ambulatory food animal veterinary practice. And after 19 years of clinical practice, Dr. Cole joined the Penn State University Veterinary and Biosciences faculty in 2023, so just a few years ago. Dr. Cole is extremely passionate about rural vet medicine, its impact and relationship within the health of the community, and ability to provide a safe food supply locally and abroad. And so that brings us to our topic of the day, which is that we're going to touch on utilizing protocols, employee training, the VCPR, and the Farmers Assuring Responsible Management, or the FARM program, as a risk abatement tool on farms. So first of all, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for inviting me here today.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Okay, so the first question for you is, how can smaller farms incorporate the FARM program and protocols into their farm procedures?
So while I was in practice working on food animal species, about 50 to 75% of my time was with dairy farms. Most of those farms ranged from 70 to 200 cows, with the biggest being about 500 cows. And so when we looked at what we had on the farm, we were talking mostly family labor. A few hired hands, maybe some high school students or college kids that could work part-time. And so the challenge we had was, how do we use protocols to make sure that everybody on the farm and everybody within the family, you know, there's conversations that happen, there's trainings that happen, and we just need to be able to be consistent between all of the different people on the farm. And so what we ended up doing a lot of times was, it could have been snack time, it could have been dinner in the house, where we would review protocols, we'd talk about calf feeding, we'd talk about temperature and bedding, just to make sure everybody was always on the same page. And something as simple and routine as that on their farm ended up becoming part of the protocol to make sure that we were all consistent and ensuring animal health in the long run.
At InBarn Solutions, everything we build starts with a cow-centric design approach, because better cow comfort drives better performance. Our systems are expertly engineered in Canada, combining real-world dairy experience with practical innovation you can trust in the barn. From smarter layouts to data-driven herd insights, we help producers improve efficiency, animal welfare, and overall profitability. InBarn Solutions, engineered in Canada, designed for cows, built for results.
So ultimately then, what protocols do you feel like are the most important to focus on between a producer and a veterinarian?
I like to start with those calves. The calves are really what set them up for the future on that dairy farm. And so a lot of times we also had a lot of variability in calf feeders between the morning, the afternoon feeding, or maybe if they could fit in a midday feeding. So talk a lot about making sure consistency in that feeding, if they were using a milk replacer and mixing it right, temperature control, bedding, monitoring appetite and respiratory scores. So focusing on those calves first. first. The other big protocols that I would focus on my farms, and I think it's important for farmers and veterinarians to work closely with, is looking at the transition cows into fresh cows. So looking at making sure that we're monitoring in that pre-fresh period, that we're handling those cows correctly, moving them appropriately. And then once they do come fresh, how we are managing each of those fresh cows, depending on whether they're first calf or if it's their second or third calf, and how we're going to integrate them back into the herd. Those are the big ones to really focus on.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So then the third question is, how can these protocols be used as a fluid working document to respond to change on the farm?
I think one of the biggest challenges in some of my clients that I worked with is the fact that we would work on these protocols for our farm inspection, and then I didn't want the client to just set that off to the side and then not look at it again. And so it had to become more of a fluid document. And I think this happens organically on that farm. You know, when I would be there for a herd check and I would notice or observe something, or a farmer would suggest something or say that they noticed, or I'd look at a sick cow that was off feed, we'd say, well, what do we do differently? Do we need to make adjustments? And rather than just being a verbal conversation, we'd pull out the paperwork, maybe make a different flyer, maybe make sure that everybody's on the same page. So it does need to be constantly monitored, and we can use the data that's coming out on the farm, whether it's electronic, robot data, if they have pedometers, the ear tags, or if we're just even looking at DHA records even on the farm.
So I'll infuse this conversation with a little bit of my own personal backstory and how somewhat inept I was coming out of vet school. But I landed in Australia and I worked on some small farms, much like what you're describing. And we would have these conversations around the dinner table over some scones and some tea, oftentimes after some herd check. And one of the things I really struggled with, and I'm wondering what your advice would be for that new grad who gets involved in this, is making that transition from the casual conversation to an actual document that can be fluid and changeable over time.
I think I struggled just as much as you did. And I think every vet student needs to understand that coming out of veterinary school, I wouldn't expect them to be able to integrate protocols and herd management into their everyday conversations. I think the important things is to always be observing. And so watching what's going on around you, asking questions. I got to the point where, and I get it, it's a little hard that first time when you come out of veterinary school, you don't know the producer as well, that you may not feel comfortable asking questions, but to just ask questions. What are you doing there? Why are you doing that? And do you see an effect from doing that? So maybe we need to record, maybe we need to adjust, maybe it's something that just needs to get written down. The last thing too is to write it down. My memory now is nowhere near as good as it was 20 years ago. And I don't think it was that good 20 years ago. So I probably should have done a better job of writing things down. Always take notes. And I, even if it's a shorthand note while I'm doing a herd check, being able to write it down or have a producer, hey, make a note of this. We'll come back to it when I have a clean hand and we'll go over it a little bit better.
One final question, and again, sort of building off something we were just talking about before we even started this conversation, which is I'm from the West Coast, typically deal with the larger dairies, multiple sort of management structures involved. On the farms that you're talking about, do you ultimately have protocols in place that then have some influence from a nutritionist or from the milk picker-upper or somebody, or how do you navigate that space?
I like to think that I had a very good working relationship with a lot of my dairy farms. In fact, I know I did. I always said my clients were very good to me and they always said I was very good to them. And I think it becomes a part of that communication. Part of my responsibility I felt as the veterinarian is to know the people that were on the farm. I was there predominantly. That's what we were trained as veterinarians, you and I, is disease surveillance, disease management, you know, all of those things, whether it's individual or herd production medicine. And so I wasn't the nutrition expert. I wasn't the hoof trimmer, but I would try to look at, the hoof trimmer was here 2 weeks ago. Can I see his paperwork? Can I see his what's going on? And I think that's where those questions come into. Having things like a monthly meeting, depending on the size of the farm, but sometimes it was even once a year, twice a year, sitting down with the nutritionist, the hoof trimmer. Sometimes we included the bank, depending on what the situation was too. but making sure that everybody was on the same page, that we were sharing conversations. And then with modern technology, there were group texts between everybody on the team that were doing the predominant parts of the work on the farm. I think it's really the only way to be successful, no matter what the size of the farm is to keep that communication open.
Matt, that's a perfect spot to stop this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Cole. I really appreciate it. This is fantastic. And hopefully we'll get to meet again in the future.
All right. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet.